Camp House Podcast. I am your host, Matt Busby, and this is our special series focused on local elections for 2018. Over the summer, we are bringing you interviews featuring candidates running for local offices of County Mayor, County Commission, and Hamilton County School Board. In the end, we hope you are more connected and informed about the men and women hoping to receive your vote in August. Today we bring you our interview with David Sharp, candidate for County Commission District 6. Currently, District 6 is represented by Mr. Joe Graham, who is seeking re-election this year. Geographically, District 6 includes the communities of St. Elmo, Lookout Mountain, Lookout Valley, Alton Park, downtown Chattanooga, North Shore, Moccasin Bend, and a small portion of Red Bank. And now I give you our interview with David Sharp, candidate for County Commission District 6. Well, David, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. My guest for this interview is David Sharp, who is running for County Commission District 6, and that's what we're going to be talking about. So, you know, before we really get into some of the questions, I'd really love for you to take a couple of minutes and tell people, you know, about yourself, your background, education, professionally, what do? Do you have a family? All that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I do have a family, and I'm very thankful for the support that they're giving me through this process. My wife did not marry a public servant, yet public service is the path for which I have been led. So here we are. I was born in Chattanooga and raised in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Just
okay, not too far away.
The road. Yeah, two small business owning parents.
Okay,
and
is it a cornbread factory?
No. Right. Cornbread was a big part of my life growing up, but not from a professional standpoint. Now, my parents had a little dry cleaning shop, actually a few of them there in Marion County,
okay.
And a private hardware store.
Yeah.
Prior to the Walmart invasion.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
and worked with TVA, of course, growing up. I grew up in the public schools there in South Pittsburgh through the seventh grade when due to, you know, some learning challenges that I had, frankly, dyslexia, attention deficit disorder.
Okay.
My parents chose to send me to St. Andrew's Sewanee on Monteagle Mountain. And that different learning environment was great for me. I'm not really sure how to say it. It was a more hands-on environment, student as worker, teacher as guide type mentality that I thrived in, did very well, and left there to go to UTC, and that's when I moved to Chattanooga.
What was your degree in?
Actually, I never finished at
okay.
UTC.
Okay.
I decided that I wanted to be a chef. Didn't take very long to figure out that I didn't want to be a chef, but during that period of time, I went to work with Big River Grill and Brewery.
Okay, downtown?
Downtown. I was 19, and over the course of the next 19 years, I worked my way up to a managerial position. When I left almost 4 years ago now, I was managing about 8 locations across 4 states in the southeastern United States. In addition to that, I had the role and responsibility of building our off-premise beer distribution brand of Big River
okay.
Brewing Company and co-chaired the Southern Brewers Festival for
oh, nice.
12
yeah.
of those years, which was great. You know, I mean, doing Big River and Craftworks in general, one of the best things about working for that group was the overall sense of corporate citizenry and how much we were able to give back to the community through the Chattanooga's Community Kitchen, Chattanooga's Kids on the Blocks, United Way. I mean, countless organizations.
And they're still rooted, like corporately, they're still rooted here in Chattanooga, right?
Yes.
They have a big presence anyways.
Well, they do. There is an office over on Main Street. I'm not sure. Well, I'm definitely sure that it's not as much of a corporate presence as they had previously.
Okay.
I think their main office now is in the Denver area.
Okay.
But yeah, I think they still have HR, maybe marketing.
Yeah.
IT, and I'm not sure, maybe some other departments still here in Chattanooga.
I know they had some pretty cool test kitchens within their offices down here because it's right next to our old camphouse space. And yeah, we got to see them a couple times. It was pretty cool. Well, so you left that 4 years ago. What are you doing now? Like, what's your role right now?
Well, for the past 4 years, I've been a full-time parent. Yeah, my son was born on October 1st, 4 years ago. And at that point in time, I'd been on the road for 28 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
Building, opening, managing new restaurants, yep. Filling in for brewers that maybe went on to start their own brewery or yeah. left for different circumstances. I would play the part of filling their role until we, you know, found someone else to hire on.
Yeah.
And my wife and I decided with, you know, multiple different variables involved. She was in a really good place in her career with some significant potential for growth. And the travel schedule that I was having to maintain really wasn't the life that we hoped
sure.
to have for our kids.
Yeah.
And so together we decided that I'd stay at home.
Okay.
And it was no question the right decision to make. My wife has continued to thrive. I have been able to, you know, foster an even stronger relationship with our children. And I've been able to get more involved with them and their schoolwork and their actual schools.
Yeah.
So you know,
you have more than one now?
Yes, I have two stepdaughters
okay.
and my son. So they are 13 almost, 10 yeah. almost, and almost
oh, man.
Four.
Going into the teenage years. Oof.
Yeah, it's interesting, to say the least.
Well, where do they go to school at?
They've been at Normal Park since kindergarten. Well, the middle daughter started in pre-K. And we've had a great experience over there. Due in part to that experience, it's really opened my eyes to, you know, how our school systems here locally mm-hmm. are managed.
Yeah.
And frankly, the tremendous need for investment in this school system.
Well, I mean, so that's one of my questions a little bit further down, but we can talk about that now. You know, public education is a significant topic within our county. And so, you know, talk about the role of the county commission in addressing the improvement of our schools.
Well, you know, for 12 years, our duly elected school board of mirroring districts, by the way, they mirror the districts of the county commission, has requested additional, they have requested additional investment in public education for the past 12 years consecutively. And for the past 12 years consecutively, our county commission has denied those requests. It's been a little bit frustrating to me, and I know to many others, that these two different governing bodies elected by the same people can see things so differently and not be able to work together well enough to find a way that they are both comfortable with our direction forward. So basically how that works is the school board, along with the Department of Education, build an annual budget that is approved or disapproved at the school board. And once approved, it is presented to the county commission,
yeah,
which can then either adopt that budget into the overall county budget or not, and have them redo their budget to fit, you know, whatever it is they feel is appropriate.
Now, recently, I believe the budget was increased by $13 million. Is that sufficient? Or and I think they did that without actually raising any taxes. Is that correct?
I'm not sure if 13 million is the exact number. There have been some incremental increases due to growth in the county. And, you know, fortunately, we have been growing here in Hamilton County. We've experienced some great economic times. But, you know, with these growth dollars from the economic success locally, we've also had 20,000 new residents, over 20,000 new residents. And with those residents come new students come new buildings, which cost more money. And essentially, now I don't have this specific number, but essentially we're spending about the same per student today that we were 12 years ago.
Yeah, this big issue within our county, and it's really the role of the county commission to address it from a financial standpoint to make sure the schools are being taken care of financially. Maybe outside of the public school system in education, you know, as you've been canvassing District 6, you know, what have you heard from your constituents or potential constituents are their biggest concerns and hopes, you know, for this area?
Sure. You know, it's funny. One thing that's top of mind from everyone that I've spoke to around the district is potholes.
Yeah.
You know, road conditions are always at the top of the list, it seems, but honestly, aside from that, the top concern has been public education, and for multiple reasons, depending on who you're speaking with. You know, some people say, and I agree, you know, it's just the right thing to do to invest into children's education for the future. But, you know, at the same time, many business leaders locally and residents alike realize that in order for us to continue experiencing this economic growth that we have enjoyed, we need to focus on the development of our workforce. And particularly with the growing innovation district and high-tech jobs coming to Hamilton County, we really have to step up our game in education to, in turn, be prepared for not only the jobs that are here today, but, you know, the ones that we hope to bring in the coming years.
Yeah, and you know, I've heard a lot of excitement about the Future Ready Institutes. I don't know how much you know about those, but they seem to be a good step in the right direction.
Absolutely. I think Dr. Johnson's Future Ready Institutes are a great step in the right direction. You know, a recent Chattanooga 2.0 study suggests that in the near future, we'll have nearly 10,000 jobs unfilled due to the lack of a properly trained workforce. And that training of workforce begins at the doorsteps, I firmly believe, of our public schools. And, you know, this is something that many people may find as a surprise coming from me, but I'm a tremendous supporter of, you know, what we once called vocational education. You know, I understand that a four-year degree is tremendously important for many different reasons, but it's also not necessarily the right path for everyone.
Sure. You're a living testament.
Yeah, myself included. Yeah. And I think that due to the severity of concentrated pockets of poverty within our community, we really need to focus directly on that issue and put jobs in places where currently we have hungry mouths. And I think the quickest way to address that poverty is through a job that provides a living wage. Uniquely here for Hamilton County, I think that due to the explosion of the trucking industry, for one example, we're in a very unique position where there is a tremendous need for employees, both in truck driving roles and in supportive roles like diesel mechanics, logistics. And these are all issues that I think we have a unique advantage over many communities facing poverty, where we, have a clear destination for jobs. As a community leader, I think it's up to us to help create a very clear pathway to full employment in those positions.
Yeah, after I graduated from college in Arkansas, my wife and I moved to Florida where I was a teacher, and I had to go to a community college just to make up some education classes while I was doing that. And I'll never forget it. There was a principal, one of our instructors, he was a principal at a middle school that was like 95% poverty school, and he had this relationship with a 16-year-old who kept getting held back But because he had such a great relationship with that 16-year-old, he stayed in school. And he knew as soon as that kid went to high school, he was going to drop out. He said what was so unfortunate about that is, like, you know, he couldn't read very well, he couldn't do math very well, but he could fix any engine that he put in front of him.
Sure.
So if that high school had had some sort of vocational aspect to it, you know, that student could have graduated with a diesel mechanics license and make more money than the principal was making.
Sure.
You know? So yeah, I think vocational education hopefully is something that, you know, the Future Ready Institutes are definitely a step in that direction.
I agree. And, you know, you hit on another topic that I think is very interesting. It doesn't get enough attention. This one individual, two individuals, I guess, that you were speaking of, one of which was keeping another one in school just because of his presence, essentially,
yeah,
right? I think it's very important that we have, you know, additional offerings in schools. Football is not for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, baseball is not for everyone. I think it's important that we offer the youth in Hamilton County who are attending these public schools something, anything that will help give them, you know, give them something to look forward to the next day at school, be it music classes or art or theater. I have to, it's top of mind just because it was in Sunday's paper, Johnny Lennon starting up the theater program over at the Howard School.
Oh, great.
I mean,
that's
fantastic thing for him to do, and I really admire him for doing that. But anything that we can give kids to look forward to outside of mathematics, which there are some kids that look forward to going to math class, but you know, not very many. Anything we can give them to look forward to get them to complete those classes so that, you know, we will get the education and hopefully these jobs that we need them to fill.
Yep. Well, great. You know, one question I keep asking everybody that I'm just sort of personally interested in is, you know, our county elections are partisan, which is actually very different than school board election or city elections. So do you see that as being a good thing or a bad thing for our county, or maybe neutral?
You know, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I could argue either side of that debate, I believe. Frankly, I don't see any of these issues that are facing Hamilton County as partisan issues. I think that as far as is it a good thing, I think it's a good thing because it allows maybe individuals who wouldn't see things the same on a national level to have an understanding that, you know, we're not that different. Mm-hmm. And we can see eye to eye on many issues that face us directly here in Hamilton County. A bridge building exercise, if you will, you know. But as a negative thing, you know, there is a challenge, I suppose, to getting people to understand, you know, that, you know, these issues just aren't partisan issues, and open their minds to, you know, being able to, I don't know, cross party lines, for lack of a better term.
So, you know, you're running to represent District 6, but if you are elected to the county commission, you know, you'll be making decisions that are affecting our entire county. So as you sort of look at Hamilton on the county level, you know, what are some challenges you see facing our community? Maybe even like a short-term challenge and a long-term challenge.
Okay. We have several challenges facing our community, and, you know, being new to politics, I'm not really sure if these are short-term or long-term challenges. I like to think that I can work together with anyone to accomplish goals in a short period of time.
Yeah, so maybe not short-term, long-term, but what are a couple of big challenges you see?
Well, currently we're spending almost $3 million a month putting people in jail in Hamilton County.
Yeah, wow.
70% of those are pre-trial instances where these individuals have not been found guilty for a crime. And I think it's 40% of those are nonviolent, simple offenses. We're spending a lot of money here to put people in jail, essentially because they can't afford to make bond.
Yeah.
They're poor.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, it furthers those difficulties. It personifies those difficulties, takes them out of jobs, takes them away from their children, and makes a much more difficult situation out of what is already a bad situation. I think that's an area that we should focus significant attention on, for one, because it's the right thing to do in my mind, but also because I don't think it's the best use of taxpayer dollars. And it's certainly not the best way to approach families who may already have struggles with, you know, being able to spend time reading with their children after school, which is so very important. Just in the commission meeting today, Read 20 was a big topic of discussion. And, you know, if a parent is locked up, they certainly can't do that.
Right.
And who knows? I mean, there's many different situations as to why people get in that position. But yeah. At the end of the day, you know, are we helping the matter or are we making it worse, I think, is the way that we should look at it.
Have you heard of community bail funds at all?
I have.
Yeah, there's a group called Caleb within Chattanooga working on trying to create that here.
Yeah. There's a group in Nashville where they've actually had some tremendous success. I think they've been around for maybe almost 3 years now, maybe. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about that is, well, I guess I should just say what they do essentially is vet potentially incarcerated individuals for eligibility into their program. And if they meet the criteria, this group will pay their bond. And over the course of the past 2.5 to 3 years in Nashville, they've had a tremendous amount of success. And I think the numbers are 97% of the participants make their court date.
And if anything else, it's higher than that. It's not less.
Right.
And I know a lot of what they've done in Memphis and Nashville is specifically helping moms who are you know getting arrested for, you know, maybe driving on a suspended license or something like that.
Yep.
To make a bail and it keeps that family intact and still go through the process just like anybody else, but they don't have to worry about those, you know, getting stuck into a bail bond trap, which is a huge poverty trap for a lot of people.
You're absolutely right. And we can do a better job of it. As a matter of fact, Atlanta, I think they just, their city council unanimously decided to more or less do away with those bail bonds.
Yeah, wow, okay. Well, was there any other challenges that you wanted to mention?
Oh, yeah, you know, there are. I mean, the three challenges that stand out the most to me are our ability to grow. Let me rephrase that. Sustainable growth is very important. All too often, thriving cities grow too quickly without the needed infrastructure to support that growth. And one other major issue that we currently face today, aside from schools and overcrowding in our jail, is a federal moratorium on development due to the lack of sufficient wastewater treatment facilities.
Yeah.
And this has been going on for quite some time, and it's really coming to a head. As a matter of fact, as a part of the bond issue last year, our county, I think, allocated around $30 million to address this issue and then had to retract that money from the bond because we didn't even have a location selected
for
it.
Yeah.
And this just exemplifies to me our short-sighted approach to growth in Hamilton County over the past 15 years or so, where these issues have been accumulating over time, and we've continued to push them down the road. And Hamilton County is better than that. Chattanooga is better than that. I am a tremendous advocate for our community, and I believe that we deserve leadership on our county commission that has an eye on the future and a heart for the people living here in our community. That seems pretty strong to say, but honestly, 12 years of refusing to invest in public education is, I think that speaks for itself, honestly. The pathway to help address these issues effectively, from my perspective, begins a couple different ways. One, by having open, honest dialogue with other leaders in the community and regaining trust from the citizenry of Hamilton County. Over the past 12 years of this request and denial, there have been accusations of misuse and waste. And, you know, I'm not saying that there hasn't been waste and that every penny has been spent how it should be spent. With any organization the size as the Department of Education, I don't care where it is or who runs it, there's going to be some waste. But it's time now to be open and honest about this and accept responsibility, frankly, accept our constitutional responsibility. The Tennessee Constitution, frankly, states that we are to provide the best quality public education possible. And at the end of the day, we can do better. We can do better. We just have to be open, honest about it, and transparent in the process. You know, accept public input, and which is critical for lasting change. You know, I'm not interested in pushing anything down anyone's throat. It's about bringing ideas to the table that are then accepted broadly across the community, putting them into effect, and doing so in a sustainable manner.
Well, so that's kind of looking at the future. When you look at the past, maybe the last 5 years in Hamilton County, what's something that we've done really well as a community?
Over the past 5 years, one thing that we've done really well is investing in the parks here in Hamilton County. I mean, we have 13 county parks now, and they provide a lot of things for us. You know, recreation opportunities for Hamilton County citizens, and
it's become a huge part of our economy.
Tremendous part of our economy, and as a matter of fact, just today in the commission meeting, a couple of groups locally are bringing forth a proposal for a new park on the side of Signal Mountain for mountain biking and rock climbing. And, you know, I think that's a tremendous opportunity for us here in Hamilton County and for our schools in Hamilton County, as a matter of fact, particularly Red Bank, which isn't necessarily in District 6, but a lot of District 6 residents attend Red Bank.
Okay.
And with, you know, a new park of that nature in such close proximity, I think it opens up a whole new world of opportunity for school-age kids to give them yet another reason to want to come to school every day.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we begin to wrap this interview up, you know, is there anything else you want your potential constituents to know about you that maybe we haven't talked about in the podcast so far?
You know, I'm not really sure. I think I've hit on most things.
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned earlier that, you know, many people might not anticipate my strong support for vocational training in Hamilton County, but that I do. Honestly, I'm pretty much an open book. So I think I've laid most of it out there.
Yeah, I think so.
If I think of something, I'll definitely get back to you on that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And so, you know, the question I like to end with is just a fun question about your district. You know, within District 6, you know, if you had, let's say you had family coming in who's never been to Chattanooga before, and you, what is like maybe one thing you would take them to do within District 6 you just can't miss?
I have to choose one. Wow, that's tough. A lot of my family and friends, they kind of laugh at me as I like to take people on a tour of Chattanooga and Hamilton County and talk about the history behind it all.
Yeah,
it's just been fascinating to me growing up. And, you know, I think that, and still is today, but the downtown area, I mean, I'm an outdoor enthusiast. I grew up that way. But, you know, our downtown has so much to offer from a cultural standpoint. And from, I mean, I'd want to spend a day downtown.
Yeah.
You know, we have the museums, and you have the riverfront, and the paddle boarding, and the rock climbing on the river, which is, you know, a great pastime for so many now. You know, every weekend, my family's usually down in Coolidge Park with, you know, my four-year-old on his little balance bike, three-year-old, I guess, still today, on his balance bike, riding around, getting ice cream. I mean, just the typical things that Chattanooga families do, you know, and I think that that would highlight, you know, what a strong community that we have, and, you know, emphasize the great opportunity that we have for recreation downtown.
Well, maybe let me put it this way. Since you are District 6, and that means it takes up pretty much all of downtown, if you were going to tell people to come to Chattanooga for one festival, what festival would it be? And it can't be Southern Brewers. You're too close to that one.
Well, it doesn't exist now. Hopefully
one day.
Hopefully one day. Again, let's keep our fingers crossed. One festival. You know, I think the festival that really highlights Chattanooga and Hamilton County most effectively, like all encompassing, is possibly River Rocks.
Yeah, in October.
Yeah. I mean, the season is great. The temperature's really nice, and you know, you get music like at every other festival in town, and then you get the you know, all the outdoor activity and competition that takes place around that event as well.
And if you're here for River Rocks, most likely you're here for Three Sisters. I think Wine Over Water is in the fall. I mean, it's a great time to be here, the first week of October. Great. Well, David, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me. This was great. A lot of fun.
Well, thank you so much to David for taking time for this interview. Again, Mr. Sharp is running for the seat of County Commission District 6, a seat currently held by Mr. Joe Graham. Unfortunately, at this point, I have not had the chance to nail down an interview with Mr. Graham, but hopefully we'll be able to make that happen before Election Day. Now, in the show notes of this episode, you will find links to the Hamilton County election website, a link to a map of Hamilton County Commission districts, as well as links to the website for the candidate being interviewed. Thank you to each one of you for taking time to listen and get to know the people seeking to represent you in public office. Please begin to share these episodes with a friend, and be looking forward to next week when we will release several more episodes featuring candidates running for County Commission and Hamilton County School Board. Until next time, have a great day, and remember to get out and vote for your local elections coming up on August 2nd.